It is time once again for the very, very special particular part of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The part that people wait for bated breaths. The time when we inject a little culture, humanity, dignity, and enlightenment in the world of cinema.
This is called, Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately? With our resident Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show host, movie critic, Scott Barlow. Hello this evening, Scott.
Hi.
Hi, Scott.
Scott, there's something I need to ask you.
What?
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Yes, I have.
And what movies would those be? Because, you know, me and the lady are thinking about going out and seeing some movies, and me and some of the guys are thinking about drinking some beers one night and going out and seeing some movies.
Well, they're not all good, but a couple of them are good.
All right, let's hear them.
What are some good movies, Scott?
Let's see. I saw Eraser.
You have been erased.
Not bad.
Was it action-packed?
It's action-packed. It's slam-bang. It's nonstop. You got hot babes. You got Arnold falling out of planes, cutting people's throats. It gets a little goofy in the end, and James Caan's annoying, but it's not bad.
All right, move on.
Striptease. Thumbs down.
All right, move on.
The Nutty Professor.
Okay.
Almost good, but not quite. It's too much of a kiddie movie.
How does it compare to the original Nutty Professor with Jerry Lewis?
Well, I'd say, there's no comparison because Jerry's the king.
But neither one's funny is what you're saying.
Well, no, Eddie Murphy does all right because he seems to be having more fun than in his last few pieces of crap he's made. But it's it's a kid's movie, basically. A lot of fart jokes and, tit jokes.
Well, the one scene that they keep showing, it just kills me, is the one where he's playing an old woman.
Where he plays his whole family?
Yeah, and the little boy is, like, making a muscle. And, like, the old granny lady's, like, going, huck-a-lead. Something about that just kills me.
Those scenes are pretty funny. He plays, like, 10 different parts in the movie, but there's a lot of kiddie jokes.
Well, it's okay. It's a little bit. It's a children's movie.
Yeah, you'd like it because you like those kids' movies.
Okay. I've seen three movies since last time we spoke, and I'll get your reaction as soon as you finish.
All right. Last movie, I saw Independence Day tonight.
And what'd you think of that?
Well, it's completely ludicrous and ridiculously dumb, but
it's awful. It stinks.
I enjoyed it.
The special effects are fabulous, but there's holes in the plot. The acting is bad, and everything else about it sucks.
I heard the acting is really good.
The acting, and it's really bad. What do you think of the acting, Scott?
I thought everyone was good except Harvey Fierstein, because that guy drives me nuts. Hey, I'm
looking for Martian. What about the major return of Judd Hirsch?
He usually annoys the hell out of me, but I enjoyed the movie, so he didn't bother me that much.
You didn't like him in Teachers?
Oh, God. Ralph Macchio stole the show in that one.
No, Nick Nolte did. Okay, I saw Showgirls.
Oh, ooh.
I finally saw Showgirls.
Who directed that?
That was Paul Verhoeven.
Paul Verhoeven directed Showgirls?
Yeah.
What else has Paul Verhoeven directed?
He directed Basic Instinct, and he's got a new movie coming out about an alien invasion.
What's it called?
I don't know, but there's like 20 alien invasions.
It's called Labor Day.
Is it called Labor Day?
I don't know. Okay, so I thought that was pretty good.
Did you like the part in the pool where she has the orgasm like she's having a seizure?
It looks like a dolphin spurting out of its blowhole.
It was unbelievable.
You know, that move, it was like you just sat there kind of pie-eyed, grinning because it was so bad. So it was an enjoyable movie experience.
Did you see the NC-17 version?
Yeah.
Because I only saw the R-rated version.
No, I saw the NC-17.
Oh, man.
And I also saw Clueless. That was okay.
Boy, Rob, you're seeing all these movies 3 months late.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not hip like you.
Yeah, you're just
I'm seeing them on video.
You're seeing them on video. You should go out and see them when they're fresh and new,
no,
so that you're with the times.
And I saw the best movie of 1994.
What?
You know, everybody was like in two camps over the blood and guts to shoot somebody in the head camp and the isn't it wonderful that a dumb guy made a lot of money camp. But a film called Nobody's Fool was so much better than either of them.
It's a nice little movie.
It was a great movie. Nice little movie.
Well, it's just a very slight movie. It's almost.
What do you mean slight?
It's like it's almost not even there.
What do you mean it's not even there?
I like the movie. I'm not arguing with you. It's just, you know, it's this very, very
Nobody
small,
died.
Subtle movie.
Yes, that's what I like. I like subtle movies that are very realistic, that are. You know, to me, entertainment is supposed to be real life with the boring parts left out. Not total goofy flights of fantasy full of mean, vicious killers and morons who stumble into millions of dollars.
You like Forrest Gump?
No, it was okay.
You told me you loved that movie.
Well, what I said and what I mean. But now I'm speaking from my heart. I thought it was okay. I mean, I know some people who love it and some people who hate it, and I kind of like... You know, I paid matinee price, and I didn't feel like, God, I want my money back.
This is a Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking to resident Late Night Talk Show movie critic Scott Barlow. Have you seen any good movies lately? Scott, are there any movies coming out in the next few weeks that we should be watching for?
The Fan.
The Fan. Bobby De Niro's in The Fan, right?
And Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. What's
hold on. Let me take a stab at it. De Niro plays a nut. De Niro plays somebody who's crazed.
You know you've seen the preview.
What a shock! De Niro plays a lunatic. Oh, there's a stretch. Oh boy.
Man, see, you know, normally I try and go easy on you. I try and show you a little respect. But you don't know anything about movies, Rob. You're an idiot savant when it comes to movies.
Listen, Scott, if you went to see Independence Day, then you probably saw the trailer. November 22nd, the Borg attack, Star Trek 59, Captain James Picard, or whatever his name is, goes up against the Borg once again. Do you think that one's looking like it's going to be the best Star Trek movie since Star Trek 3?
I didn't see that preview.
Oh.
I saw a preview for Chain Reaction with Keanu Reeves.
You think that'll be any good?
It looks all right.
Won't be as good as Nobody's Fool.
Did you hear who's going to play Keanu Reeves in Speed 2?
He's not going to be in it?
No, he backed out. They're going to get John Bon Jovi.
Jason Patrick.
No, John Bon Jovi.
No, you're like two
it's
weeks.
Right here, John
Yeah, that's
Bon
like
Jovi.
3 weeks old.
No,
I got the current shit,
yesterday.
And it's Jason Patrick.
This is yesterday's.
I don't care, dude. No, that thing's like, that's all that. I don't know how to break this to you stuff. All the little... People's in the news is in the Inquirer. They're all
right
taken
here.
Out of Entertainment
right
Weekly
there.
Like the week before.
It's
this
right
is not
there.
News. This is everything. This is, they read Entertainment Weekly on like Saturday, and then they get these little people in the news things for the whole
well,
week out of
let's ask
them.
Scott. Scott is our movie critic. Scott, who's going to be playing Keanu Reeves in the new Speed 2 sequel?
Jason Patrick or Bon John Vovey?
I'm hoping it's Jason Patrick, but I
it's
don't know.
It's Jason Patrick.
I don't care as long as Sandra Bullock's in it and she's showing a lot of leg. And on that note, Scott, you got anything else to tell us?
I can't believe you called me an idiot.
He called me an idiot. You're a total idiot.
What are you going to see?
Phenomenon.
Go see Nobody's Fool again.
Look, anything with Paul Newman in it is a quality movie.
You know, even Melanie Griffith didn't bug me.
Well, she bugged me. She always bugs me. Bruce Willis didn't bug me, though, which surprised
right.
me.
Right. I was ready to snap off the video when I saw Bruce Willis because I didn't know he was in it.
Well, you know, he took a small part in a quality film. You should respect him for that.
It doesn't come close to all the harm he's done in the country with his Die Hard movies and his raging crapola Bruno and the Shavers things and his idiotic, godless Planet Hollywoods.
The first Die Hard was a quality film.
Okay.
I'm going to have to argue with you on that one.
Okay, yeah, but he's still done... He's done irreparable damage to the country. He needs to be killed.
He's not that bad.
Yeah, he is. He represents everything that's wrong with the country. Style over substance. Flash and dash over anything with any meaning.
You're thinking of Stallone.
No, they're the same... You know, the two sides of the... You know, the three sides of the same triangle. Him, Schwarzenegger,
and Stallone.
I thought
we were wrapping up this segment.
He got me mad. He called me an idiot.
You are an idiot.
Nobody's Fool is a good movie, but I liked it, so I'm an idiot.
I agreed with you.
No, you're an idiot for different reasons, Rob. Don't worry about it. Once again, this has been Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately with our movie critic, Scott Barlow, the exclusive movie critic to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Whether you're looking for a date this weekend or you just want to go out with the girls or the guys, Scott Barlow is your man to find out which movies are yay and which movies are nay.
So how logically does that follow? If you agree with an idiot, does that too make you an idiot?
It doesn't matter,
Rob. You're an idiot either way.
Oh.
I'm just trying to find the common ground here, you putz.
If you agree with the putz, does that then make you an idiotic putz as well?
No, it means I'm...
So Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. Make sure you tune in next week for Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately?
Pay up, you punk! You
Bye.
Two-bit punk! That's my Paul Newman from The Hustler.
It's Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.